Good morning. Dare I ask how you are today? You're good. I'm pretty sure I already know. You're right. You're tired. I hear you, brother. I hear you. So today, and we do this every year, I ask you the same question because I think it's an important question to ask. Do you know who this is? Martin Luther King Jr. About 58 years ago today, he was assassinated. He was killed in a hotel. I'm so glad that you know that. It's very exciting to me that you know that. Yeah, it's a museum now. Do you know why he was assassinated? It's really important. He stood up to the white people to give black people the same rights as everyone else. Does it surprise you that someone would get killed for that? It doesn't surprise you. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me either. I tell you, the wisdom of you young people, I'm never surprised by it. You have a lot of wisdom. Well, these days, we're starting to see some more of that. We're seeing even some of the things that we gained back for the last 50 years, long before you were born. You know, racism is alive and real in our world. Do you think, as you think about Jesus, you know, in our gospel lesson for today, Jesus is walking by and John says, "Look, there's the Lamb of God." And then later on, Jesus walks by again, and John is with his two disciples, and he says, "Look, there's the Lamb of God." What do you think the Lamb of God would think about racism?
Well, that it shouldn't be a thing.
That it shouldn't be a thing. We need a t-shirt. We really do. Racism, it shouldn't be a thing. You have just made $8 million. All of which you will not give to your father, but you will donate to the cause. Racism, it shouldn't be a thing. That's so true because, you know, at the core of what the Lamb of God will come to teach John and all of the disciples and all of us is that we should love each other. And if there's anything the opposite of love, I think racism is it. When I don't see my neighbor as a full human being because they're a different color than I am, or differently able than I am, or a different religion than I am, well, somehow that just doesn't feel like love. And yet that's what Jesus says. He says, "I give you a new commandment." This Lamb of God, this person, this God with us, says, "Look, all I want you to do, I give you this new command that you should love one another." Jesus didn't say, "Hey, you know what? I think I just want you to love the people who look like you or who think like you or who walk in the same company as you." I mean, people, Jesus didn't say, "Tyler, I only want you to love people with that name." Jesus didn't say any of those things. He says, "I want you to love." And so that helps us to see differently. When the disciples ask Jesus, "Where are you staying?" In the end, what he says is, "With you." "I'm staying with you. And I'm staying with you in love." And so I hope that as we out into the world, we, like Martin Luther King Jr. and those who have followed generation after generation, that we will teach love. That every person is loved by God and by us. And that the things that divide us are of our own making. And that only we can undo them. So thank you for celebrating this day, or remembering this day. We don't celebrate the day that Martin Luther King died, but we celebrate his words and his legacy, and that he always reminded us to love one another as Jesus had taught us. Thank you, guys. And thank you for recognizing, by the way, that's the way photographs were back there. They're all black and white. It's pretty cool, huh? I love it. Thank you all. You can go back. Let's sing verse 2.